The live match broadcast with Supermax and the Plaza Group, with Supermax, Papa John's, Super Subs, Bewley's Barista and Spar, the Plaza is the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Yeah, good evening and you're very welcome to Tuam Stadium for round three of the Connacht Under 20 Championship Football. It's Galway taking on the visitors, Sligo. Galway with victories over Leitrim in the opening round, 216 to 13 points, but losing out 7 days ago to Mayo in Castlebar, 16 points to 2-6. Straight away, there are a number of changes on the Galway team. I'm delighted to be joined the co-commentary this evening for this crucial game for Galway at under 20 level by Kevin Dwyer. Kevin, I suppose we're in the unusual place here. We're sitting in what I call the Tommy Varden stand. Of course, the work continues on the new stand down to the right-hand side. We're sitting in the very comfortable seats, it has to be said. We're looking up above our heads here at a sky that has no rain in it at the moment, and we hope that we don't get it before the end of the action here this evening. But three late changes on the Galway starting 15, Kevin.
Yeah, we have two changes in the half-back line, Tommy, which is unusual. Mark Mannion comes in for Pádraig Godwin. Pádraig played for Galway against the Mayo side, and Luke O'Connor was wearing number 6 that evening as well. He's been replaced by number 18 Ross Cohn. So Ross, of course, is a Curragh Finn man, and Mark Mannion is one of your own club men.
Yeah, so interesting there just to see those changes that are being made. And we got a change in midfield when Shane McGlinchey coming in there at 24. So he's a big, strong lad, and he knows his football as well. And he's getting his opportunity there today in the middle of the field. We don't have any changes yet from the Sligo side, who drew with Roscommon last time out. So in all essence, Kevin, when you reach the third round, even though it's only Sligo's second game of the championship, this is Galway's third, and you feel that with a game to come against Roscommon, Galway got to get something out of this here this evening.
This is a crucial game for Galway this evening. Absolutely no doubt about that, Tommy, because the situation is that the top team plays in the final and the second and third teams play off in the semi-final. So for Galway, they have to finish above Sligo, and that means you have to beat them. So it's all to do here today for Galway. I said Mark Mannion's your club, and of course it's all Tilnan Cara. My mistake there. But
Niall Mannion,
I was confusing him with, of course, but it's all Tilnan Cara. There's a good crowd in here, Tommy. I'm just looking over there on the Michael Kelly terrace on the far side, and there's a fair crowd over on that Michael Kelly terrace, and a great crowd here so far in the Tommy Varden stand. So the new stand is progressing nicely. There's the roof is on it, but it's not completed yet, and they have a lot of work to do to get new seating into it. And of course, they have to revamp the press box as well. So that's why we're out in the exposed elements here this evening.
Well, thankfully, so far it's a lovely evening. It's mild. There's in the puff of breeze in Tuam Stadium. The pitch, as always, looks perfect, ideal for championship action out there as well. And I suppose, as always, kudos to those involved here, Kevin, who make sure that the pitch is in good condition.
Yeah, Greg Leonard is a groundsman. Now I know this. That the Galway seniors came down here and had a training session during the week on it, and you know that wouldn't have helped what Greg Leonard wanted to present this evening. But in fairness to Greg, you know, he's a fabulous groundsman. He does a great job. I know that he cut the grass during the week here and got it rolled, and he is ready for, you know, extremely well prepared for this evening. It's ideal.
When you mention ideal, I suppose, to have a match on a Wednesday evening in the Connacht Under 20 Championship on the week that Galway start their senior championship in Ruislip in London at the weekend, I'm sure you, no more than a lot of other Galway people, are checking that the tickets are in order, that the gear bag or the weekend bag, as it might be for some people, is ready. Everything that's needed for the weekend is in, and all systems go on Friday.
Yeah, it's great fun, Tommy. Booking a space in the car park and making sure you're going to get down in time to knock for the flight. And of course, we have a big night out on the Friday night in the Clatter Ring. And we'll be broadcasting from 7 o'clock. Minlock have a big night there that they're doing a fundraiser. And we'll be there as well, so we'll be broadcasting from over the line there from 7 o'clock. So that'll be absolutely brilliant, you know. We'll have a great night out. Great atmosphere, loads of people that turn up in that spot, and it'll be a huge night. And then of course 3 o'clock, Ruislip. I can't wait for it, Tommy, because Ruislip is special, you know, it really is.
there's so many, I suppose, diaspora, so many Irish over there, Kevin, as well. We were denied the chance during the COVID years for Galway, you know, for a crowd to go over there and to, I suppose, party or holiday or to catch up with old friends. I think that's what it's really all about. It's about catching up with people that you mightn't have seen for a while as well. The match becomes, you know, secondary for some people, but as you said, getting to Ruislip then for the 3 o'clock throw in and the buzz that's around the place and the buzz that's around afterwards as well.
Yeah, but the last time we were going over was there was Corrifin game, and I don't know if you remember that. And the morning, we woke up in the morning and looked out the hotel room, and it was covered in snow. The place was covered in snow, and the game was called off. So we had to go back again for a replay, a refixture. So then we had the Galway match. But I have to say, I'm really looking forward to going over and looking forward to seeing all the friends over there, in particular Joe Mullen, who'll be looking after us. He takes care of us so well over there. He transports us everywhere, and really appreciate his support and help, and it's fantastic. We won't have to worry about a thing. Land at Luton and say hello.
I don't know what it is about Galway people and travelling to GAA games. I remember a few years ago, Kevin, you were probably involved as well when Ash disrupted proceedings as well over in New York.
It was a case of trains and boats and planes coming home, Tommy. And I'll never forget it, yeah. We got a flight from New York to London, I think, and then we got a bus up from London to Holyhead, and then we got a boat from Holyhead to go to Dublin, and then we had the bus down from Dublin. So it was trains and boats and planes to get back after the Ash disruption that time. It was great fun, Tommy.
Great memories,
and we look forward to everybody going over and getting back safely and everybody having a great time.
Exactly, and the best of luck to Pádraig Joyce and the Galway seniors at the weekend, and as Kevin said, safe journey to everyone involved in that, as hadn't as far to travel here this evening to get to Tuam Stadium, but still a big crowd coming in here as well, Kevin.
There's one more man I want to mention. There's a bar over there in Kenton called Frosty's, and he's a great supporter here of Tuam Stadium. He has a sign on the wall down here, you know, and if you're hanging around on Saturday night, maybe take a trip down to Kenton to Frosty's and say hello to him. Yeah. Tell him that all of Tuam are looking at out for him.
Frosty's, watch out. There's a big crowd coming on Saturday night, Sunday night probably over there, even Friday night, because a lot of Galway people go on Friday. Meanwhile, it's back to the action here in Tuam Stadium. We've got about 7 minutes to go to the throw-in. The referee is out in the middle of the field with two umpires and one linesman. The other two umpires deciding to...
John Glavy from Mayo is our referee this evening.
Yeah, the other two umpires decide to have a chat of their own between the 65 and the 45 down to our right hand side. Sligo warming up at the scoreboard end down to our right hand side as we look at the lads out in front of us here. Galway going through a rigorous enough warm up there as they're down to the goal, the scoring goal on our left hand side. Those three changes being made after last week's defeat to Mayo as in Castlebar. And we told you that Leitrim play Mayo as well this evening in Ballinamore's throwing time is the same time, 6:15, so we'll keep a close eye on that one as well as the evening progresses. Round 4 then is on Wednesday the 10th of April. Galway travel to Roscommon, Sligo play Leitrim, and Kevin, I suppose Galway need to be going to Roscommon next week in 7 days' time and have something to play for after getting a victory here this evening, if that's the way it pans out.
Oh yeah, they do, definitely. And you know, this is a quarter final, Tommy, that's the bottom line. And having beaten Leitrim, disappointed against Mayo, they really were in the game for long periods, but you know, a little bit of indiscipline cost them in the end. The Shane Canavan's black card in the first half meant that Mayo found, you know, a niche or a hook that they could latch onto and get in behind Galway, and it made a big difference because they scored about 6 or 7 points in a row. And the injury to Matthew Thompson as well in the first half was costly, and losing the Heikle Commons in the second half as well, it just didn't pan out for them on the night, and Mayo proved to be that bit stronger near the finish and got clear by about 4 points. But Galway, you know, it was there for them, so they'll be hoping for better fortune tonight and maybe, you know, to work the game a bit better for themselves. But this won't be a bad Sligo side, Tommy, believe me. They drew with Roscommon, Mayo drew with Roscommon, that
yeah,
to tell you.
It just probably goes to show there's not an awful lot between all of these teams. But Sligo would have been, you know, I suppose, progressing from minor a couple of years ago when both these sides met at that age group as well. And we saw what Sligo did last year as well. And they are a team that are doing a lot of work at development level at underage, and they certainly come to Tuam here with no fear this evening. They have a point from their opening game. Galway have two from two games. So looking at Mayo, then they have a draw and a win, so they have 3 points, and you'd expect them to beat Leitrim this evening.
Yes, you would, yeah.
But you just don't know a bit in this group, because Galway got it hard enough just to see off Leitrim, I suppose. Last few minutes they proved too strong for them, but Leitrim, I think, also missed a penalty that evening in Duggan Park and Ballinasloe. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And I think, Kevin, I suppose it's the early stages of this game as well, no more than last weekend in Castlebar, that Galway need a good start. If you get a good start and you get a bit of confidence, you get the crowd behind you, and suddenly it becomes a different game.
Yeah, and you know, we were looking earlier on here, it looked like there wasn't going to be a big crowd at all here, and now we're looking and it really is filling in.
It's streaming in as well,
there are people streaming in all the time, so it's going to be a much bigger crowd than we anticipated. And we'd say around 5:30 or so. But it'll be a great atmosphere, because you know, this Tommy Varden stand, Tommy's, has really added and enhanced Tuam Stadium. You're sitting right in over the ground. We're up here at the very back of the stand, and the view is just exceptional. It really is brilliant. And there isn't a bad seat in this stand, and you're sitting right in on top of the game. So there'll be a great atmosphere here this evening.
Yeah, lovely height just to watch down onto the pitch. We're a little bit to the left of midfield, but pretty central. We can see every inch of Tuam Stadium. Nothing in our view that would stop us from seeing anything. We also have the binoculars just in case we miss something on the far side.
Yeah. And,
Kevin goes nowhere without those anymore. So Galway in a huddle down to our left-hand side now. Referee in the middle of the field. The countdown will be down. We've got about 3 minutes to go to the throw-in on my stopwatch as anticipate what should be a great game.
Yeah, but a lot of pressure tonight now on the middle of the field. Jack Donegan, of course, an All-Ireland winner for Galway, playing for Out of Clare Galway. He's accompanied by Shane McGlinchey, the Tuam Stars lad. Very young still, but a fine player, and has had a great run at underage level for Galway. This is a big step up for him tonight now, for Shea, you know, and it's there'll be a bit of pressure on him. But I think the big thing for Galway tonight is not to get dragged into indiscipline, and to make sure that they don't concede anything. We're ready for Aron Levine.
We're ready for Aron Levine, I think, as everyone stands up, including ourselves here, so we'll pause for that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
A bit on the low side.
Yeah, it's a temporary system that Sean O'Toole has brought in for the area, because of course the PA that was attached to the stand here has been removed, so there's a temporary PA, and it's down near the entrance to the stadium, down at the bottom left hand side here near the town goal. So it's a bit away from us, so we get the best of it.
We got most of it, I think, but it's a pity we didn't have some joining in singing there, but we did have our rendezvous. That's the most important thing, and as Kevin said, when the stadium gets revamped completely, it'll be plenty loud by then. Referees in the middle of the field. We're about to get the action underway then. Galway play from right to left in the first half, playing into the scoring goal down to our left-hand side. In goal is Eamon McGrath. Full back line of Shane Canavan, Brian Noonan and Dara Costlow. The half back line now leads 17, Mark Mannion, 18, Ross Cohen, and 7, Jack Folan. At midfield is 24, Shane McGlinchey from Tuam Stars, and Jack Larnigan at 9, and the half hour line of Matthew Thompson, Conor Heenan and Colm Costlow, and 13 Ronan Colleran, 14 Keane Murphy and 15 Kieran Mulhern. Referee checks the watch, and it is that type of an evening that could get dark if the rain came along, but it's bright enough for action right here now. 6:15, bang on the button, and the ball is on. Galway try to move it forward, but it's a wayward pass there for a moment that still might work out for Galway. Moving it forward is Ross Cohen, straight up to Conor Heenan. Heenan trying to get it over here. Galway a little bit off with the passing, but still in possession. Keane Murphy from Corrifin off to Colm Costello. Costello back out the field, and it goes as far as Ross Cohen, another Corrifin man, and in turn Shane McGlinchey gets his first touch in his home ground of Tuam Stadium, as that ball is over on the far side, and Galway decide to move it across towards Baroness Dara Costello. In possession now outside the 45 metre line, 13 Sligo players back behind the ball, but Galway trying to move it out towards the wing back, Jack Folan. Folan out from St. James's slips. That's one thing I've noticed in the opening 30 or 40 seconds here, is I'm not quite sure if they got the right grips on the boots, but both players slipping in the early stages here, but Galway still in possession. Way over on the far side, trying to move it centre now to Matthew Thompson. Thompson looking up. Sligo happy just to sit back and let Galway come at them in the early stages. Jack Folan now inside the 45 metre line. Fist pass in, but it's a poor one that goes astray and picked up by Tommy Ross of Sligo. Right down in front of us here, close to the sideline. Both sides struggling with the slippy conditions. We've had rain earlier in Toom. Sligo give the ball away this time. Can Galway take advantage? Conor Heaning might just do that. Still going forward. Inside it goes towards Thompson. Thompson with the shot. Up and over the bar. Galway take advantage of the Sligo mistake. And Galway get the opening score inside the just after 60 seconds. A minute and a bit gone here. Galway take the lead.
Super score from Thompson, but Conor Heaney, the ball broke inside him, but the pick up, Tommy, was absolutely exquisite. Talk about skill. He flicked it up off the grass into his hand on the run. It was a brilliant pick up from him, and of course Thompson made a great run on the inside. Thompson is a really good player, Tommy. He's one to watch.
One to watch for the future. The Salty Nottnacara men. Ball is driven forward. Sligo claiming a free. The referee says get up, play on, and Galway do that with Jack Larnigan all the way back to his goalkeeper from Clare Galway, Eamon McGrath. McGrath now moving it towards the far side. Galway give it away, however. That's poor by Galway and gives Sligo a chance to move it quickly forward. They can be dangerous from here. Are they going to go for the equalising score? The shot comes in, they take advantage. Conor Flynn from Naverwirra puts it up and over the bar. Galway guilty of giving away possession on this occasion, and Sligo hit them straight back with a point. And after 2 minutes, it's Galway 1 point, Sligo a point.
Yeah, Ronan Nyland, the number 11 there on this occasion. It was the Galway number 11 that made the score for Galway. Well, it was the Sligo number 11 that made the score for Sligo on this occasion. He was the one that took the breaking ball and found the man inside, Conor Flynn, and Conor made no mistake putting it over the bar.
Perfect evening for football, bar the slippy conditions underfoot, because there's little or no breeze here. Both sides can go at it, not worry about having to defend a breeze, as Galway have it now through Jack Larnigan. This between the 65 and 45 metre line brings Keane Murphy into play. Keane now soling towards the far sideline, happy to hold on to possession till support arrives. Galway now will try and work it out towards the centre, towards Shane Canavan, the cornerback from Corrifane. Off it goes in turn to Ross Cohen. Cohen now just outside the D, looking for support, goes back towards McGlinchey. McGlinchey looking to move it in. Referee had thought about penalising for overcarrying, but he did well. Now Larnigan has it. Jack moving forward, lovely little pop pass inside. Galway looking for the lead score here again in the early stages. We played just over, we're in the third minute. Going out in possession, winding up for a big one from out the field. It's an ambitious effort to say the least. Too high, too wide, and out to the left hand side and wide for the first wide of the contest. And we've just gone 4 minutes into the first half, and it's a level pegging here. Galway a point, Sligo a point. Matthew Thompson with the point for Galway, followed closely shortly later by an effort by Conor Flynn from Sligo. Kick out from Ethan Carden goes short towards the sideline on the far side. Sligo trying to hold on, Galway putting a bit of pressure on, trying to force Sligo back, but Sligo cool and calm coming out with the ball, and now they will try and start an attack way back through Conor Johnson. Johnson now, little fisted effort towards the half forward James Donlan. Donlan now surveys what's available. He got support from Ronan Nyland. Nyland gives it off in turn to Ross Chambers over on the far side with the corner forward Eli Rooney now trying to take on the Galway defence, trying to take on Mark Mannion. He does that and brings in the midfielder. Sligo going for a shot off the left. It's high. It's a well struck kick by Ross Doherty. And one thing that's evident so far, Kevin, is the confidence that Sligo have in kicking from long distance, and they're not afraid. Once a little bit of space opens up, they have a pop at the post, and that's another good point. They lead by 2-1.
Yeah, and it was a good score, and Luke Barton did all the work for it there, the full forward. He really teased and tormented the Galway defence there, and he paid for him. Good mark here now being called again by Matthew Thompson, who's on fire for Galway at the moment.
Lovely gather there by Thompson to call the mark just outside the D. He's going to kick this left footed now. We've got Galway's opening point. Strikes it in, doesn't delay, just strikes it in as if it was just a 13 metre free, but makes no mistake to level it up here at 2 points apiece, as Thompson has got Galway second and his own second, and we're in the sixth minute of the first half here. It's passed by pretty quickly as the kick out will go long this time from Ethan Carden over to the far side, kept in play just about by the Sligo man, who has in turn gets it back to Ross Chambers. And Chambers needs the support of the goalkeeper. He put under pressure there by the Galway forward line, and but in the end there's a free man free on the far side for Sligo, and it allows them to come away with it. But the pressure being put on, it comes off a Galway hand, and it'll be a sideline ball to the Yates men. They take it, but go back towards their own 45 metre line. Time for Galway now to try and stop it out around the middle of the field, picked up by this point scorer for Sligo, the last point scorer, Ross Doherty. Sends a beautiful ball inside. That's about 70 yards of a delivery, Kevin, there.
Oh, a quick ball here, Tommy.
They are in Galway in trouble here. Shot comes in. Well, that's a goal chance that Sligo will look back on if they don't win this game. It's been finished over the bar rather than under it from Conor Walsh. Kevin, you were keeping your eye closely on that one as we talked. They took the free, they took the mark
Luke,
quickly.
Luke Martin won the mark out under the scoreboard on the left-hand side. And Galway kind of expecting that he might take a quick kick, but take a kick at the post. But instead of that, he took a quick kick, gave it to Rossus Lyon. And Rossus Lyon passed it inside to Conor Walsh. And Walsh flicked it over rather than under the bar. And just amazing. There was a goal on for Sligo. Galway just got away with one there.
Well, then to just got away with another one, because a back pass to the goalkeeper, Eamon McGrath, was way over hit by the Galway man, and it went sailing out over the end line at the expense of a 45. But that, to me, was a great goal chance for Sligo. They had two players free, Kevin. They decided to fist it across the square to the inrushing Conor Walsh, who I'm sure went to put it into the back of the net, but it went
that was
over.
What he was doing. It just went over the bar. Galway really lucky that they didn't concede a goal. And one of the faults that Galway had against Mayo, Tommy, was that they gave the ball away numerous times, and I think Mayo scored about 11 points from Galway turnovers. So that'll tell you. That's a great kick.
That's a super kick by Eli Rooney from the resulting 45. It just about crossbar height, well, the minute he left his boot, but it had plenty on it and sailed over the bar from the 45. Sligo doubled their advantage here, 4-2, after Galway had led by 2-1 earlier. We're in the ninth minute of the first half. Sligo have now got the last 2 points to lead by 4-2, but it's Galway in possession. Full forward, Keane Murphy sends the ball in towards Colm Costello, Damore McHale's man. How important is he to Galway? Here he goes, being chased down. Being pushed out by the cornerback Tommy Ross, and Ross gets it back out the field then towards Kieran Mulhern. Mulhern gets it over here. Galway being urged to go forward. Jack Lonergan, the man that's going to take this on, but has to go back out past the 45 metre line again, and in turn drives it forward. Galway momentarily lose it, but they regain their composure to get back possession and start again now over on the far side. Sligo again with 13 behind the ball, so they're going to shore up that mount of numbers back there when Galway go forward. But here go Galway through Jack Lonergan now past the 45, support inside by Ronan Colleran. Colleran off in turn to Jack Folan. A lot of passing by Galway, not gaining much ground though, Kevin.
No, there's a line across the 45 of the Sligo defenders, and Galway are finding it hard to break that line, because in behind it is another line, and in behind that is the third line. They have three lines of defence between the 45 and the goal, and it's really, really difficult because it's such a crowded area for Galway to break through. They have to use some imaginative running here, and this is it.
That's the piece that we were looking for maybe there, Kevin, that you alluded to, because Galway got a couple of quick passes together, and the shot now was going to be taken for Galway. Have they won a free? No, play on, says the referee. Colm Costello trying to go through four black jerseys, gets the ball back out, and the shot will come in. It's very high. The umpire is having a look at it. He says that that's gone out to the left hand side and wide for Galway's second wide. It's coming the 11th minute of the first half. Sligo 4-2, and see, one thing that's evident so far is if Sligo get a half chance, Kevin, they're liable to take it.
Yeah, Galway haven't been given the opportunity that Sligo have. You know, Sligo have worked on the counter-attack, and that's, you can see it here now, they're playing a quick early ball and hitting Galway on the counter-attack.
Yeah, and they've got lively forwards, including Conor Flynn, who needs support now. He's been put under a lot of pressure, but somehow finds the space to bring in Liam O'Callaghan, And also there was Rossa Sloan. And Sligo, when they go forward in numbers. Here comes now to Sloan. Sloan fancies his chances from out the field. But this time that's an ambitious effort that's sailing out to the right-hand side and wide. But when they do go forward, Kevin, they've got plenty of support.
They sure have, yeah. You're calling them Sloan. I don't know if it's Sloan or Sline. I think Sline, yeah. I used to go with a girl from Sligo once upon a time, Tommy, and she was Sline, so I think it is Sline. And Gavin Cawley here is with us from Sligo, and he has confirmed it for me. So it's Rossa Sline is the man that put that one wide.
Let's hope I can remember that as we watch the ball go out over the inline here. Son of Desi Sline. So we put all that right as the midfielder comes forward.
Oh, bad ball.
Ross Doherty, not a great ball from the Sligo man. That gives Galway a chance to earn themselves a free. It's picked up there by Ross Cohn.
I have to say, in fairness to John Glavy, he hasn't been blowing a whistle too much in this. You know, he's not dominating the game like a referee might. He's doing a very good job, isn't he?
Yeah, he's letting the play develop and letting the play run. We've had very few frees in this game, and it's Galway that are a little bit jittery, I'd call it, in the early stages here. Just not quite confident when they go forward. But they might just buy themselves into this game. They trail by 4 points to two, early stages here. The clock telling as we play 12 and a half minutes. But looking now to move it forward. Fisted pass, Sligo again there in the line of black jerseys. As Galway are going to have to find a way here as the cornerback slips but manages to get onto the ball. Shane Canavan, nice ball into Colm Costlow. He calls the mark, and this will be a chance now for the Dermot McHale's man to put one between the sides.
I think it's Thompson actually that called the mark. Well,
Thompson it is indeed. It's Thompson, yeah.
Costlow
making a few runs, but Thompson getting it and off the boot. Excellent. Shot off the left there by Matthew Thompson. That's his third point, Kevin. And, you know, if he can keep doing that in there, well, he'd cause trouble for Sligo. 13 minutes gone. We're back to a one-point ball game.
Yeah, it's a good score from him. You know, he's a clever player. We said it, you know, that he's one to watch. He's certainly a clever player, and he's worked the article so far for Galway, getting their 3 points.
Good catch by Conor Heenan from the kick-out. Here's a chance for Galway to level it. This will be a well-taken score, and it is by the Mount Benjamin lot man, Kieran Mulhern. All that happened very quickly. Those two scorers coming back to back in a matter of seconds. The kick out brilliantly won, Kevin, by Conor Heenan, but he just didn't stand up and wait for something to happen. He saw the free Mulhern and he got it into him and up and over the bar, and we're level again.
Yeah, that's a vital win for that kick out. 2 great points in a row for Galway, and a chance maybe to win the kick out here.
Sligo go down on the ball. Referee says play on. He's allowing play to continue. Galway might get the benefit of it here with the them try after getting the last two scores, but Sligo are back there in numbers. Being put under pressure by Colm Costello, but it's Sligo trying to move it out. Have possession, looking for someone to support them off the shoulder. That comes from Tommy Ross.
God, he took a lot of steps there now. He got away with it.
Gets away with one and fists the ball this side of the field towards Reno Callaghan. Callaghan in over the top then towards Eli Rooney. Rooney now. It's been stood up there by a couple of maroon jerseys, but manages to get the ball out this side towards O'Callaghan. Callaghan gets it inside then towards Rooney. Eli Rooney. Rooney back out the field. He goes with it towards Conor Sheridan. Sheridan happy enough to hold it up. Galway are the ones with 13 behind the ball right now. So you can see what both sides are doing when they don't have possession. It's a shut up shop. And here goes Ross Chambers. He's the cornerback. He fancies a shot, but this one is going to drop in around the 20-14 metre line. Knocked down there. Here's the goal chance for Sligo. This is trouble. Shot comes in. It's in the back of the net. Conor Walsh with the goal for Sligo. It was a hidden hope. Dropped in around the house. A couple of players went up for it from both sides. Walsh was the alert one. Picked it up. Space opened up, and this time, Kevin, he didn't make any mistake.
Yeah, Ross Chambers, he was having a kind of a shot at the post, and the ball just Gary owned up into the air. There was 4 players underneath it. Neither of them got a hand on it. The ball went loose on the ground, bounced, and Conor Walsh was the first one onto it, and of course he was facing towards the goal, and unfortunately for Eamon McGrath and the goal, he had no chance, buried it.
No chance, one-on-one with Walsh coming at speed. Plenty of time to pick his spot to the left of the goalkeeper as we look at it. Put Sligo 1-4 to 4 ahead. And we're in 16 minutes. So we're gone past the midway point of the first half. And the visitors lead here in Tuam Stadium. Galway who got two early goals against Mayo last weekend, hit for one here in Tuam Stadium. If you're just joining us on GoWebAFM.ie on our live commentary, it's the visitors that lead by 3 points, 1-4-4. Cullum Costello picking it up on the 45-metre line, moves it forward towards Mark Mannion. Galway looking to respond now. They trailed by 4-2 before they brought it back to 4-all. Now they trail by 3. Costello being bottled back, but it's Thompson that'll have the effort from out the field, and certainly leading by example, Kevin, is Matthew Thompson out there. That's his fourth point and reduces his deficit back to just 2.
Yeah, he's a really top class player, isn't he? That's some great points from him. So it's a great play from him, from Matthew Thompson.
Galway overturned the kick out here. Referee says there's no foul, but there could be a goal chance here for Galway. There's no goalkeeper in. Cullum Costello inside to Heenan. Heenan into the back of the net. Galway hit back straight away. Goalkeeper goes down injured. I'm not quite sure if he's that injured, but Galway have injured his pride for sure as Heenan rattles the ball to the back of the net. What a response by Galway, Kevin. The kick out going astray for Sligo. Galway being alert. Ball eventually put into Heenan, and Heenan puts it calmly and coolly to the back of the net.
Yeah, Cullum Costello did great work as well there, Tommy, in setting up Heenan for that goal. There's no doubt about it, but the referee, the Galway side were looking for a foul, and the referee says there's no foul. He says he waved play on. The ball was loose on the ground, and what happened was that Cullum Costello went in, won the ball, and Heenan made the run inside. And Keenan had still a lot of work to do to put it in the back of the net, but he took the goal well, really took it well.
It was crucial to get a response back to that goal by Conor Walsh after 16 minutes. Well, Galway have done brilliant to get a point by Matthew Thompson, and that goal by Conor Heenan, the hometown man here in Tuam Stadium, to put Galway back into a point lead where they trailed only 2 minutes ago by 3 points. So you can see the kind of a way both sides are setting up to play this, Kevin. It's going to be end-to-end.
It is, yeah. But you have to know, Tommy, that's the second score that Galway have got by putting pressure on the Sligo kick-out. So it's been valuable for them to put that pressure on the kick-out. They've got a point out of it. Now they've got that goal out of it. And that's a great return. There's nothing between the sides here, Tommy. It's a really great game of football. It's really entertaining. And, you know, it's great that there's such a crowd here to watch it.
We've had a couple of draws in this championship, Kevin. Would it be beyond another draw? Well, I don't know if we could do with that. We'll keep a close eye as well on what's happening in the Leitrim match. We'll find out about that. We'll bring it to you as well as we go through the evening. It's Leitrim that lead Mayo, would you believe it, by 1-3 to 4 points. And that game started at the same time here. So you're looking at maybe 19 minutes gone. So I did say to you, Kevin, that Leitrim get plenty of it to Galway in Duggan Park a few weeks ago. But it was a strong finish by Galway that eventually saw them over the line. So, I mean, you know, a long way to go on that, no more than here as well.
Yeah, Ethan Carden still getting treated here, Tommy, and you know, his leg seems to be giving him a bit of trouble. Whether that'll affect his kickouts or not now, I don't know. Is he likely to go along with this one after the last one that he went short with just didn't come off? Well, fair play to Galway for putting the pressure on and making sure it didn't come off. But it just shows you he's up and running around again now, Tommy.
I think his pride is hurt more, Kevin, to be honest. It was a ball he should really have got ridden of. He shouldn't have left it there. So from a Galway perspective, we'll take it. We lead by a point here in Tuam Stadium. It's Galway 1-5, Sligo 1-4, and the kick out to come from the recovered Ethan Carden, who drives it long out around the middle, tap down, Sligo onto it from the break. Conor Walsh, a man with a goal and a point to his name already, and it may just have well been two goals had his palmed effort gone under rather than over in the early stage of this game. But Sligo now go on the attack, trailing by a point. Lovely ball inside towards the corner forward. Back out the field it comes. Shot half blocked down, and Galway do well to win the resulting breakdown and drive it forward past their own 45 metre line. Fisted pass to Costello. Cullum now moving it quickly inside towards Matthew Thompson. Thompson one on one with the cornerback Ross Chambers. We have returned the pass to Cullum Costello. Great score for goes over. Brilliant work by the two men, Cullum Costello and Matthew Thompson, at 10 and 12 for Galway, and fires that ball in, puts it up and over the bar. Another score for Galway, a 2-point advantage.
Yeah, well done to the Dunmore man there, because he was back helping out his defence, Tommy, when he got the ball. He came up the field and from inside his own half he put the ball forward to Thompson. Thompson out in front of his man. Galway hit quickly on the counter attack, and Costello followed up as Thompson beat his man and got inside, found Costello, and he put it over the bar. A superb point from Costello from the Dunmore man.
Galway's lead goes to 2 as the clock goes to 21. 9 minutes of normal time to go. We'll have a little bit of additional time on here as well at the end for that injury to the Sligo keeper Ethan Carden. But it's Galway in possession now, happy enough to move it over to the far side towards Shane Canavan. Canavan sends a beautiful ball inside. Mark not called. Shot is called, however. Oh, super score by Keane Murphy. Caught the ball just on the edge of the D. Probably could have gone for the mark if it was outside, but he decided, look, I'm going to take this one on. Gives Galway a 3-point advantage. Well, that's a super score again. The last two scores from Galway are just scores that are shown to us that the confidence is now there in the Galway forwards.
Yeah, Keane Murphy's a big unit of a man, big tall man, and he's very athletic as well, Tommy. There's no doubt about it. You know, and when he won the ball, he was in a flow and he just didn't stop the flow. He turned and put it over the bar. It was a super score.
1-3 without reply now for Galway. What a response to that Sligo goal earlier. Again, referee says play on, allowing play to continue as Sligo move it inside the 45 metre line towards their centre forward Ronan Ireland. Ireland again tries that little dinky pass over the top, but the Galway defence, including Shane McGillinchy, I think it was the man on that occasion, Kevin, that saw the pass, put up the two hands and cut it out, and Galway back on the attack.
Yeah, win the free, so now they can come back down and attack. And I wish they'd move the ball a bit quicker now, because, you know, having won the free, they just have stalled the play a little bit. And, you know, the early ball, it allows Sligo to filter back, Tommy, and the early ball might have been more damaging.
Just 7 minutes ago, the score read Sligo 1-4, Galway 4 points. 7 minutes later, it's Galway 1-7, Sligo 1-4. So that'll tell you what kind of a turnaround has come in this game, and how Galway have really responded to being rocked by that goal by Conor Walsh. But right now, it's the men in maroon and white that are doing all the attacking right now, driving forward. Jack Folan, lovely little ball to Keane Murphy. Murphy might fancy his chances this time off the left. Oh, what a shot by Keane Murphy. Squeezes it over the crossbar. And another point for him. Back-to-back scores. But more importantly, gives a bit of a breathing space to Galway, 1-8 to 1-4, and 7 minutes are thereabouts to go to half time. Galway have stretched into a 4-point lead, Kevin.
Yeah, and I have to hand it to Jack Folan. Jack Folan is a superb little wing back, and not only that, Tommy, he has great pace, and he showed it there. When he won the ball on the 65. In no time at all, he was up into the 45, gave the space inside then to Keane Murphy, and Murphy off the left. What a beautiful point from off the left, close in. Great score for Galway.
Galway now trying to finish the half strong here. We've got about 6 minutes on my stopwatch of normal time to go to the break. Galway go for a shot out there, but it's a block down. Costello goes to ground, look to be fouled for me. The referee's going to stop play there, and he's not going to give a free to anyone, I think. He's stopping the play. Costello, to me, looked like he had been hit.
Oh, that was really
the referee
hit, yeah.
Talking to Eli Rooney there as well.
Rooney. Yeah, I'd have given a free that time now.
We're joined by a whole host of midges here as well in the Tommy Varden stand.
Isn't it a great thing,
isn't
Tom?
It a here we great are time in of April. The year. I think that the midges are out in Tuam.
Yeah, it's given the free to Costello.
Yeah, which makes sense. It looked the...
It's an indirect free, so he has to go back.
Oh, he has to go back with it, so yeah. He's gone back, and Galway have taken it quickly, but moving back out the field. They go towards their corner back, towards Shane Canavan. It's 1-8 for Galway, 1-4 for Sligo. 25 minutes on the clock, and Galway being stopped and their tracks over on the far side from progressing any further, but they'll go laterally this time with it out to McGlinchey. McGlinchey sees the pass to this side of the field towards Jack Folan. Jack now moving forward, going to have a shot from out the field. Jack wants it to curl, but it doesn't curl sufficiently, but he had the go, he saw the space, three wides for Galway. Galway still lead 1-8 to 1-4.
Yeah, it's a bit of a waste that one now, Tony. You know, just too ambitious, no need for it. I would have, if I was Jack, I would have held the ball up, looked for a bit of support and see what they could do in creating an opening.
Sligo looking for a score. They haven't scored since the 16th minute. So that's nearly 10 minutes And that last score was a goal by Conor Walsh that put them 3 points ahead. So Galway have dominated since then. But here goes Sligo trying to burst through this Galway defence. Little pop pass, move it forward, ball on the ground, goal chance here, flicked on by Conor Sheridan. When maybe, just maybe, he had time to go down over it. It came across to him. It was a foot pass along the ground. He went with the foot, tried to direct it to the left of the goalkeeper. It was a poor effort that went out to the left hand side.
Yeah, and he was too far away from it as well, Tommy. You know, he was stretching for the ball, like, when he hit it out to the wide. So he was just that bit away from it, like. So it was a goal chance, but he would have been better off to go down, pick up the ball, and see. He might even have created a penalty.
Here's a beautiful ball by Jack Larnigan into Costello. Cullum off the left, trying to curl it in. The umpire is having a look, but he says it's not curling sufficiently, and it's gone out for Galway's fourth wide of the first half. 26 and a half minutes have been played here in Tuam Stadium, and it's the home side that lead by four. Galway 1-8, Sligo 1-4. An entertaining first half so far, Kevin, with both sides, you know, showing some good patches of football and both wanting to go forward at every opportunity.
Yeah, just Galway not putting enough pressure there on that kick out, and Sligo are able to come away with it now, and they'd be dying to get a score before half time, Tommy.
Ronan Ireland is the man now leading the charge. Needs support. The support comes off the shoulder from James Donlan. Donlan drops it in. Goalkeeper on the edge of the square, loads of time to gather it is Eamon McGrath and get it out the field, and Galway can clear their lines, trying to work it forward now. Good work there by Mulhern. Kieran gets it off into the centre, as in possession is the Tuam man driving forward. Shane McGlinchey still going forward, gone past about 6 or 7. Be a great score if it goes over. What a score. Well, I said he was the hometown man. You said it was a big game from Kevin at the start of this contest.
Oh, Tommy,
you
what
won't get a better
that?
Score than that. He ran about 60
or
70
yards.
He picked
that ball up inside his own 65-metre line, and he ran the whole way up to the 20-metre line. He beat three or four players along the way, just shook them off, burned with pace right through the middle and put it over the bar. An excellent, excellent point. Best of the afternoon.
Best of the afternoon. To have the confidence, to have the ability, after that long run, and the energy to eye up the opportunity, to have the confidence to go for it and to execute it superbly. What a score by the Tuam Stars man, Shane McGlinchey, who has a late introduction at the start of this game, of course, was named on the starting 15. But Galway made three changes to this, obviously going on form during training during the week of who was playing well. As Sligo now go in search of that score that they haven't got since the 16th minute. Maybe about to come. It does come from Ronan Ireland. 19-15 is the current scoreline as we'll enter the final minute and a half. As a back to a 4-point ball game. A score, Kevin, that I put you that Sligo badly needed.
Yeah, they did, and they were threatening it for the last couple of occasions. This time they got the gap through the middle, they found the space through the middle, and Nyland, he took that with style, Tommy, from about 30 metres out. Great score. We've had some super points.
We had some super scores.
Absolutely, right. Super scores.
And both goals probably well taken as well for good measure. Sligo with another goal chance that could have gone in the back of the net. But Galway responding well to what was thrown at them in the opening 15 minutes of this contest. And now they are ahead by four and moving forward again. Great interchange of passes here that sees Jack Fallon now on the ball. Lovely little pass inside. Here's the opportunity off the left by Matthew Thompson. You'll hear the roar. We're right in the middle of the Galway supporters here in Tuam Stadium, and Galway responds straight away with Matthew Thompson with another point. I make that 5 points from him. Kevin will clarify that in a couple
of
moments.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
We're on the stroke nearly of half time here. Galway respond. Sligo down by five. Galway enjoying that advantage of 5 points. Galway get away with a little bit of a pull there. Colm Costello takes advantage of the break, and Galway have it again. Lovely left footed boot here to Ronan Colleran. Colleran fancies his chance, sells the dummy inside. Galway's going for a little bit more here. The point will be on, and the point is taken. 111-15. Conor Heenahan shows up in the very important part of any attack. He's always on the end of everything in there, and gets another one to add to his goal as well. Super score by him. Galway 6 up, Kevin.
Yeah, great work there. I have to say again, you know, the work and the earlier score from Jack Follum was superb. He has great pace. He won a ball, then played a 1-2, and then broke out of the defence. So here's Sligo on the attack though, Tommy. Yeah. Could be in trouble here.
Looking for a major score before half time. Will they settle for the point? The ball is back out to Nyland. He's going to kick it off the right. It's high. The umpires have been busy. They go for the white flag again.
and Nyland gets his second, and the points are really flying in here. 2 points for him. One goal and 11 points to Sligo's 1-6. We're in additional time being played on here at the end of this first half. 5 point advantage to the home side, Galway, looking for a win to get back on winning tracks in this Connacht Under 20 Championship. We'll give you the latest on the Leitrim Mayo match as soon as we get it, as we're indebted to the man beside us here. We'll keep us right up to date on what's happening in Ballinamore. And it's now 1-6 for Leitrim. Mayo 8 points. As Galway go on the attack here, here's a chance for Lonigan. Is he pulled down? No play on, says the referee. Tries to get a shot ahead. The rebound comes back. Soccer skills required here by the Clare Galway man as he tries to one it out. The referee says, however, agrees with the umpires that it's gone out to the left hand side and wide. And that will be kick out to Sligo. 5 points separating the sides.
He nearly got a penalty there, Tommy. There was a foul, but the referee played on, and the penalty wasn't awarded. Now the referee has stalled the play, and I don't know what the reason is here.
Yeah, he's holding it for a second. I'm not quite sure.
There's no VAR, Tommy, so it's not going to be a review of what we've done there.
No, that's not required here now either, as the goalkeeper goes to the far side, Ethan Carden. Touchdown by the Galway man, but straight into the hands of the onrushing Ross Doherty, and he gives a chance to Sligo, who overhit the runway. Referee says that's enough, blows the half time whistle here. The round of applause you'll hear in the background is predominantly from the home supporters, Galway. Their side lead at half time by 5 points, 1-11 to 1-6, and Leitrim giving plenty of it to Mayo in the other game as well, as we watch both sides go in underneath us here. Sligo the first team in, Galway go to the left of the exit here as we look out onto the pitch. Kevin, I suppose, looking back at that first half, a half where Galway led by 4 points to 2 after 9 minutes, but Sligo then come right back into it on 16 minutes. Conor Walsh's goal put them 3 points ahead, 1-4 to 4 points. But for the rest of that first half, it belonged to Galway. Galway responded quickly and got that goal and 3 points that put them 1-7 to 1-4 ahead. And then you had that uplifting point, it has to be said, by Shane McGlinchey. Conor Heenan involved in there as well, and Matthew Thompson getting his 5th point. Have just kept Sligo at bay and kept them that far enough away as we go to the break here in Tuam Stadium.
Yeah, the early start for Galway was very nervous, and you'd have to say Matthew Thompson played a captain's part by keeping them in the game. He scored 3 great points, and then Kieran Mulgarn got one, and then with the Colin Walsh goal, could have been his second goal. It was 1-4 to 4 points after 16 minutes, as you say. But then Matthew Thompson got a great score for Galway, and that led to the kick out that was overturned, and the great work by Cullum Costello to set up Conor Heenan for that goal on the 18th minute was superb. Costello then got a point himself, and Murphy got 2 in a row. They were 2 great scores, particularly the one where he could have won a mark and he decided not to, and he opted to turn and kick it over the bar. A fine score from him. Sligo hit back with maybe having a goal chance from Conor Sheridan, but it didn't come off for them. Went off to the left and wide. And then from that, Shane McGlinchey made that run from inside his own 65 up to the 20 metre line and put it over the bar. And that was a classic point. Really, really good score for Galway. And it shows that the confidence is with Galway now. And if they can maintain that confidence and, keep that edge going, perhaps we have a chance of coming out here with something, Tommy.
Yeah, well, it was a game that we said before the throw in here that Galway needed to get something out of, and probably needed to get a win looking at the way this championship is structured, with the top team in the round robin going straight to the final, second and third playing off in what's called a semi-final. And that would bring us to where we are right now. It's half time 2 in Leitrim, and I can tell you, Kevin, Leitrim lead Mayo at half time by 1-6 to 8 points. So all in all, a little bit of a shock maybe there, but still big 30 plus minutes to come. Do come back and join us here on GalwayBFM.ie on our live stream for live second half commentary. But for now, we're going to take a break from Tuam Stadium. But Galway, the home side leading here, it's Galway 1-11 points, Sligo 1-6.
The live match broadcast with Supermax and the Plaza Group, with Supermax, Papa John's, Super Subs, Bewley's Barista and Spar. The Plaza is the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Welcome back, as Sligo make their way back out onto the pitch here in Tuam Stadium for the second half of this round 3 of the Connacht Under 20 Championship.
Galway leading at the break, 5 points, 111 to 1 goal and 6 points, a 5 points advantage. We told you that Leitrim lead in Ballinamore by 168 points over Mayo in that one. So big 30 minutes to come in both of these games as we await the arrival back out of Galway. Just a quick look around to see if there's any changes on the Sligo team. I think they are as they started right out there as the wonderful hospitality of Tuam Stadium comes to its good again as coffees are handed around left, right and centre here. So we say a big, big thank you to all those involved in the coffee hut here in Tuam Stadium as club milks and coffee and teas are order of the day at half time. We look out at Galway coming back out onto the pitch as they're a little bit of a bounce in their step, enjoying that 5 point advantage. But as this chat around Tuam Stadium was in half time, this game is far from over. There's a big 30 plus minutes to come in Tuam Stadium as thankfully the rain has stayed away. It is a little bit cloudy overhead, but it's dry, there's no breeze, and it's Galway that will be defending the score or the scoring goal here as they play from left to right in this second half. The referee in the middle of the field is ready to get the second half action underway as we looked at the Galway scores during the halftime break. 5 of the Galway forwards have scored so far in this game in the first half. The only one not to get on but has done a lot of work is Ronan Colleran from Tuam Stars. The referee says it's time to get the second half action under the way the ball is in as falls to the hands of Ross Doherty, who was on the ground and when he caught that and falls again, needs support. Sligo supporters behind us here asking for support for the midfielder, and that support comes from James Donlan. And Donlan now will go for the return hand pass here. Sligo from playing from right to left in the second half, being pushed under loads of pressure by Galway. It's in the hands of the midfielder Conor Sheridan, who needs to get it over the far side of the field with the assistance of Tommy Ross. And coming forward now is cornerback Ross Chambers. Sligo looking for the first score of the second half here and eat into this 5 point advantage that Galway have. A lovely ball in over the top, but well read back there. Brilliant running back and clearing by Kieran Mulhern, and Galway now have it and use their goalkeeper, who moves swiftly over to the far side, Eamon McGrath. McGrath gets it off towards Jack Lonigan, his club mate, but it's Sligo putting the pressure on there. The Galway goalkeeper does well to get it out. Galway in possession, but see it nearly overturned there. Sligo pushing the push up and the squeeze on the Galway defenders as they come out, but Galway somehow have managed to change the direction and move the ball swiftly out to the stand side here and forward quickly into the hands of wing back Jack Folan. Galway now on the Sligo 45 metre line, the start of this second half. Matthew Thompson, 5 points for him in the first half, sends a lovely cultured left footed pass in the direction of Kieran Mulhern from Montpellier Maila. Back out the field it goes then to Ross Cohn. Cohn moves it and goes back again, and Galway happy enough to hold possession outside the field, and once again it's 13 behind the ball for Sligo. So Galway going to have to try and play a little bit wide, find a pocket of space to open up this Sligo defence as Leitrim have hit a second goal to lead Mayo by 2-8 to 9 points at the start of the second half there. That would be a major upset in this kind of under 20 championship and really would put the round robin series, as they say, up in a heap. As right now it's Galway leading here by 5 points. Dare not to know that out in the field. I don't think the management would be too interested in what's happening there. They're more interested in seeing Galway building on the 5 point advantage that they have at the moment. And when they're in possession, Sligo can't do anything, and we are in the third minute of the second half as McGlinchey goes forward, sees the ball come away from him. Sligo trying to go down over it, Galway there too. Sligo man, did he touch the ball on the ground? No, play on, says the referee. It's the black jerseys driving forward now. Galway trying to put the squeeze on. There goes the ground. The referee says that's okay. Ball close to the sideline, kicked on by the Galway player Ross Cohn, kicking the ball off the Sligo man right down in front of us.
Great tackling, Ross Cohn. Great tackling, shoulder to shoulder, put the man down on the floor, and the ball went out over the sideline. Galway ball
fair
on the attack.
Fairly
ball inside.
Lovely ball inside. Here's the goal chance for Costello. Costello driving forward, low, hard into the back of the net. All that coming from the tackle down here by Ross Cohn. But what a goal by Galway. Costello gets in for a goal. The delivery was in over the top, and Galway
hit Sligo for goal number 2, 2-11 to 1-6.
Ah, Tommy, you mentioned him. He hasn't scored, you said. Ronan Collard. He was the guy that put the ball in. What a pinpoint pass in over the top to Costello. And of course, Costello, on that kind of a chance, he doesn't miss.
He doesn't miss. And I did say that Collard had a good first half, although not on the score sheet. But this game is rightly opened up here. Galway get penalised for a pullover on the far side. Sligo's comeback now has to really start in earnest. They did not want to concede any score at the start of the second half before trying to get one themselves, but right now they're going to go for a long range effort from out the field. That's an ambitious one, to say the least, but goes flying out to the right hand side and wide. Costello with the goal for Galway at the start of the second half has given them 2-11, 17 points to 1-6, 8 point advantage now for Galway. That looks a lot healthy from a Galway perspective. Win the ball in the middle of the field as well, picked up brilliantly there and delivered over here. Galway playing it quick now and playing it into open spaces. Good work here by Ronan Collaran again. Lovely pass in from Collaran. Chance to Costello again. This will be a direct 1-2 all the way as the umpires go with a white flag. And it's that man Costello again, set up by who else? Only Ronan Collaran of Tuam Stars. Galway go to 2 goals and 12 points. And Sligo 1-6, double scoring, Kevin.
Yeah, great start for Galway to the second half. They were very patient, Tommy, in the build-up to that goal. You know, they held on to the ball for a long, long time, a lot of possession. Then when they lost the ball, it was overturned. And when they lost the ball, great work, I have to say, from centre-back Ross Cohn. He shouldered the man out over the sideline here, won the line ball, took it quickly, played it inside to Collaran. Collaran then played it in over the top. Just misjudged it and the ball fell over his head inside to Colm Costello and he made no mistake. Great goal, great start to the second half for Galway.
Brilliant start and a brilliant finish by Costello, but Sligo now need scores and need them quick. We've already gone 5 minutes and Galway have got a goal and a point. Let's see, Sligo trail by 9 as the ball is on the 45 metre line now, down to our left hand side. Full back going to go for a long range effort. Ball comes in up off the crossbar and up and over the bar. And of course, that did go over the
crossbar. Conor Sheridan was the man that put the fist onto it. The big midfielder, he was the guy that put the ball off the post, over the bar.
Yeah, he was in there lurking, Kevin, in the danger zone, right in around the square. Got a touch to it ahead of the goalkeeper, Eamon McGrath. But like their effort in the first half, they failed to take the goal scoring chance. And in fairness to Galway, they get goal chances, they take them. But it's Sligo on the attack now again. 2 goals and 12 points to Galway. Sligo 1 goal and 7. Sligo on the attack now. They have to throw everything that they have at this Galway defence, and they do get another point quickly there. Super score as well. Quick response by Sligo with 2 in a row. They may not be just dead yet. It looked like it was Eli Rooney, I think, they got that one for them.
It was, yeah, the number 13, Eli Rooney. Yeah.
Another point for him.
He got a 45 earlier on, Tommy, so that's his second score.
Galway take the kick out short and lateral to this side of the field, now try and move it forward, where there's good showing there by the man wearing the 14 jersey, Keane Murphy, sends it forward. Galway looking for a free there on Colm Costello, the referee not having any of it, and Sligo move it forward, 2-12 to 1-8 now. Have Sligo got enough in them, and they got enough of time to crawl in this, but they've got to be wary of Galway on the break as well. Advantage being played here to Sligo. Referee will go back for that free as Sligo lose the ball in their attempt to go forward.
Yeah, it took on the jersey as the player was going through, so it was definitely a foul. You can't say anything against that free.
Luke Marin is the man with the ball in hand, 40 metres out. Sligo want to make a substitution as well, Kevin, just quickly. Mark McDaniel is the man that's been warmed up, and it looks like it was at 14 that was signalled that's going to come off Luke Marin, and he is the man that's going to take in the free and might still do that, as that change will wait. They've changed the number, I think, to the centre forward Ronan Ireland, and Ireland was lively in the first half but may have picked up an injury, or maybe the Sligo back.
Yeah, he scored 2 points for them.
Yeah, so that'll be a strange one as the free comes in, dropping in around the house, dangerous. In around the house, it's in the back of the net. The ball was kept in. Galway pleading that had gone wide. There was a little bit of hesitancy in there between the Galway cornerback, Shane Canavan, and the goalkeeper, Eamon McGrath. But in the end, Sligo get it into the back of the net. But
yeah, Ronan Ireland.
The man that's going to be taken off, Kevin. I don't know if that's he's pointing to himself as to say, you're taking me off. He's after scoring a goal and 2 points, but he makes his way off the Sligo team. And it's interesting to see how he reacts when he gets to the bench here. Manager just saying, well, he shakes hands with the manager, Paul Henry, but it's a bit of a baffling decision from Galway supporters, or never mind what the Sligo supporters feel like. Maybe it's a good thing for us that he has gone off.
Yeah, there was two choices there. They were going to go with number 14, and he put the ball in from the free, and the ball looked like it was going wide. Galway didn't play the ball as such, Tommy. Sligo continued to play it, flicked it across and into the back of the net from a very tight angle. So a good goal from Ronan Ireland to keep Sligo in the game and keep us interested here.
Interested it is, and Sligo are on the attack again. Galway are just being overcome here now in the last couple of moments.
Oh,
Sligo have recycled it back out to that substitute who tries to get it inside, but good work back there pushing the back on the Galway fullback Brian Noon, and that will be a free out. It might just give Galway a chance to take a breather. Sligo with their tails up right now, haven't got that goal in 2 points to bring it back to a 4 point ball game. Galway were coasting 9 points up at 2-12 to 1-6, but it's that type of a game. It's end to end. Is football being played as it should be? Both sides having a right cut at it as Galway now in possession try and move forward through Darragh Costello. 9.5 minutes gone in this second half. If you're just joining us here, brilliant crowd in Tuam Stadium as well for this Connacht Under 20 Championship encounter. Jack Folan, off it goes to Ross Cohen, and Cohen now moves forward towards the 45. What's the option for Cohen? The option is to give it out to McGlinchey, and McGlinchey decides we'll hold it up. Sligo want to bring in number 18 Robert O'Kelly Lynch as well at the next stoppage in play. Galway yet to have anyone down warming up with the intentions of coming on, but no doubt their subs bench is strong and will be used before the end of this game. 2-12 to 1-8 or to 2-8, 4 point advantage. We're checking in on the Leitrim Mayo game as well. 3 goals and 9 points for Leitrim, Mayo 12 points. As Kevin Dwyer throws his eyes up to heaven here, as if to say,
yeah, well,
"Did I say that right?"
Yeah,
yeah. Well, it is right at the moment, and it's been brought straight to us here as it happens
from Gavin Cawley from Sligo. Thanks, Gavin.
Yeah, Gavin is the man. Well, we didn't give him enough credit in the first half, but he's given us all that scores as they happen. But right now, it's Sligo on the attack here. We can tell you if this will be a score. It's coming from the substitute. Mark McDaniel sends it in, but sends it out to the right hand side and wide. It's another wide for Sligo.
Four for them.
And now we'll have that substitute with Robert O'Kelly Lynch coming in for Luke Marin, who didn't score in the full forward line. Four of the Sligo forwards scored. One of them scored 1-2 and was taken off.
Luke O'Connor looks like he's going to come in for Galway as well, the number 6.
Dylan Walsh coming in now as well for Connor Flynn for Sligo. And you've got Luke O'Connor, who was named on the programme by the manager, Derek Savage, who now will come in. Let's see who's going off. There's plenty of work for the fourth official down in front of us here. He's been O'Connor's been called back, and it looks like it's Mark Mannion that's going to be coming to the bench. The referee will allow this change to happen as well for Galway, so it really is in the melting pot, this one. We still got over 18 minutes of normal time to go here. It's a 4 point ball game. That was a 9 point advantage to Galway, and Sligo now looking to maybe get the next score to put a kick of the ball between the sides as that kick out is driven long out past the middle of the field. It goes picked up by Galway. Brilliant catch in the middle of the field by Conor Heenahan. Heenahan gives it off then towards Jack Larnigan. Larnigan up to the 21 metre line. Galway try to recycle it out to Thompson. Matthew now thought about having a pop, but that was really, really not the option there, so he decides to hold on, move it back out, and Galway have come back towards their own 65, out towards the 65 metre line. Jack Folan now has support from Keane Murphy. Murphy happy just to solo forward, step back outside. What's available? Cornerback Darragh Costello, Awesome Barna is there and gives it out again back to Murphy. Galway now just playing a series of hand passes out around the middle of the field. Next score important to see who can get, can Galway get a point further ahead, or is there another score to come from Sligo, who hit Galway with that 1 goal and 2 points as Luke O'Connor goes forward now for Galway. Oh, lovely pop pass in over the top. Great work and great running by the Galway man at corner forward. Strikes it in towards the post, comes back off the upright and goes over the bar. Great score by Kieran Mulhern, set up by Luke O'Connor. And that's the way Galway can try and get through the Sligo defence, Kevin.
Yeah, very, very patient, Tommy. I don't know, maybe 20, 30 passes, and we've won the ball here in the middle of the field.
Yeah, won a ball that we shouldn't have won. Referee keeping a close eye on it and decided that it's a Galway free. Sligo supporters beside us here looking for overcarrying, but that's not the way it went. Galway have won it and take it quickly, but go back over to the far side of the field to Jack Folan. Folan, who likes to get forward, a zippy wing back wearing seven, out the field again towards Dara Costello. It's 2:13 for Galway, 2:08 for Sligo here in Tuam Stadium. Luke O'Connor, fisted pass in over the top towards Keane Murphy. Murphy now with a little bit of space opening up. Murphy, a chance maybe to go off the right. Kicks it high, kicks it in towards the post. The umpire goes to indicate that it's gone out to the left-hand side. It's a wide for Galway. And in the end, it was probably a chance for Galway.
Yeah, it just curled too much off the boot out to the left-hand side. Six wides for Galway.
Goalkeeper Ethan Carden, beaten twice already this evening here. Takes that kick out and finds his wing back, Rian O'Callaghan. Callaghan being put under loads of pressure. Oh, brilliant work by Conor Heenan. Heenan doing brilliant to hold on, dispossess the man, and then get a good pass inside here. There's a bit of space opening up for Galway. Is that a foul play on, says the referee? It's a shot though from out the field that's gone high and over the bar. Ronan Colleran has had some second half, Kevin Dwyer. He's had assisted in the goal and he's got a point, and that's wonderful work by the Tuam Stars men. 2:14 to 2:08, we're back to 6 points.
Yeah, great work, and great that Ronan Colleran got his name on the scoreboard. That means all of the forwards have gotten their names on the forward scoreboard. Bad kick out here for Sligo, so they're under a bit of pressure, but I have to say a great work again there from Conor Heenan. He has really, really been working hard, and he's been very, very making a big impact in this game, Tommy.
Sligo make a mess, Kevin is right, of the kick out, so the referee is going to hop the ball on the 21 metre line. And anything can happen from these throw-ins. But Galway lead by 6, 2:14 to Sligo's 2:08. We go back to Ballinamore in a couple of moments as well and see how that one is panning out, as Galway are enjoying a 6-point advantage here. Sligo have won the ball, just struggling to get it out there. 3 goals and 11 points for Leitrim. Mayo 14 points, still a 6-point advantage for Leitrim there. Game started at the same time. We've got 15 and a half gone here, so 14 and a half to go. Still plenty of time for Mayo to come back there. Is there enough of time for Sligo to get 6 points plus here and come back into this contest? It's been a wonderful under 20 championship so far. Plenty of entertaining contests, a couple of draws thrown in there as well. As Sligo go forward here now, looking for a major score. Might take a point though for the moment. They do take a point, and it's Ross Doherty in the middle of the field, back to a 5-point ball game. 2:14 to 2:09. Sligo want to bring in Owen Barrett as well. He's going to come in for the wing back.
Yeah, that score there, Tommy, you'd have to say fair play to Sligo. They won the ball in their own half, worked it up the field, worked it very, very well, put the passes together. You know, they show that they are capable of being right in this game. It's not going to be easy for Galway, believe me. This is a good Sligo side, and you know they have the ability and they have the football, and Galway will really have to continue to be at the top of their game to win this one.
Yeah, well, right now they're in possession and they're doing all the good things, and they lead by 5, 2:14 to 2:09 as we hit the 17th minute mark. 13 to go plus additional time. Galway in the lead in Tuam Stadium. Thankfully, it's staying bright and the rain has stayed away, and we've got a beautiful evening for this Connacht Championship game. And Galway, having trailed by 1-4 to 4 points after 16 minutes in the first half, have really got their act together in this game and really showed what they're capable of. There was a little worry, I suppose, Kevin, after the Mayo defeat, that, you know, the quick turnaround, you know, you get a defeat like that and you feel maybe down a bit and it's hard to recover in 7 days, but they've reacted very well. Colleran again off the left boot. Super score by Ronan Colleran. Too easy is this shout from the Sligo supporters here beside us, and he was allowed a lot of room, Kevin, but he's proven to be a really, really good footballer. He's got a lethal left foot.
Yeah, Ross Coleman's involved in that as well, Tommy, in setting it up. You know, he's been really effective, you know, since he came in, and really has, you know, made an impact on this game as well.
2:15 to 2:09. Sligo go in search of a long ball in over the top. Too much on it. It's going to tail out to the right-hand side and wide. And Galway will take their time with the kick out. Eamon McGrath won't be in too much of a hurry. Just looking down at Derek Savage, Jeff Fallon, Garrett Bradshaw, and Damien Dowd. down between us. Dandy Kelly has got the notebook, the notepad and the pen out. We're about to see another substitute for Galway as that kick out is won in the middle of the field by Kieran Mulhern. Sligo not awake to the kick out. The wonderful running of the Galway corner forward allows Galway then to start to move out around the middle. That sees Colm Costello in possession now. Costello would have been marked out of one of the key Galway forwards, I suppose, for Sligo to come into this. But it's the other forwards that have stepped up big time.
That's
today.
Right, they have. The pressure they have. Off. There's no doubt about it. Matthew Thompson has been superb. 5 points, a goal and a point from Conor Heenan. Just there, watching Luke O'Connor, the ball came to him and he let it slip between his legs out over the sideline, and he'd be disappointed with that.
Disappointed. Sligo, on, now, the Sligo on the attack here. Can they find an extra pass here? The ball is in over the top. Here's the goal chance for Sligo. Shoot, shot comes in, but again, for the third time today, it's hit up and over the bar. Conor Walsh puts it up and over the bar, gets a point back when the goal was on. I make that three goal chances, Kevin, for Sligo in this game so far. Two of them to Conor Walsh. As that ball zipped up and over the crossbar, thankfully, from a Galway perspective, that's where it ended up. But Sligo did cut up and Galway there.
Yeah, just the, you know, the shot really, Tommy. He went for power, he went for, you know, to blast it, like, and really, you know, it needed something more subtle and a bit more finesse than that.
Galway won the kick out, though. That's the crucial thing. And they will move it around before trying to go forward. They have Luke O'Connor free this side of the field, right down the front of us in the Tommy Varden stand, as he gets that out towards the man wearing 18, Ross Cohen. Cohen says, no, the referee penalises Cohen for overcarrying. Harsh enough, 20 minutes gone. A 5 point ball game, 2:15 to 2:10. And Sligo won a free, albeit back inside their own 65 metre line, but they go laterally with it over to the far side. Now they can try and move it forward, the Yatesmen, as they look to ease into this 5 point deficit. But it's a long way back, you'd imagine, unless they get a goal. But anything is possible in this Connacht Under 20 Championship, as Sligo go forward to Reen O'Callaghan. Inside it goes, looking to work it back to O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan back out the feed. This should be a point for Sligo. Popped in, popped up and over the bar by the substitute, I think it was. No, it's that man again, Eli Rooney, who really is the man in form up front there, Kevin, in this second half. Galway are going to bring in a substitute. They're going to bring in Pádraig Godwin of Milltown, and they're going to take off Ross Cohen.
Yeah, Eli Rooney there getting the score. That's his third, Tommy. He did get that 45, as I said, at the start of the game in the first half. He's got 2 points in the second half. Galway now bringing in the changes. Need to kind of tighten it down. The last two scores have gone to Sligo, so good win in the middle of the field for Galway.
Yeah, won by Ronan Collaran again, and straight away giving off to Keane Murphy. Murphy now driving forward, he's going to have a shot at the post, tried to curl it in but curls it out to the right hand side and wide. A little bit of a rushed effort there by Murphy, maybe. It's a 4 point ball game.
Might have turned back and looked for support, Tommy, you know. Just, you know.
But, you know, wind down the clock as well a bit, yeah, if you do that. So it's 4 point ball game. 2:15 Galway, Sligo 2:11. And the clock says we've 8.5 minutes to go here of normal time. Sligo feel that there's still something in it for them here.
Yeah, right, they're getting forward. Hungrier for it, Tommy.
Hungrier for the ball. Sligo now move it out towards the middle here. A couple of interchanges of passes still going forward here. Is there another shot in the post here? It's kicked in high, but it's a rushed effort. It's come from the substitute, Robert O'Kelly Lynch, who did all the hard work but kicked the ball wide. Galway warming up a couple of more substitutes as well, as Jack Fallon has a quick word with them there. Not quite sure if these two substitutes are coming in, but they're being warmed up down in front of us. Goalkeeper will come out. She's told to hurry on with the kick out. We'll take a trip back to Ballinamore as well to see how Leitrim and Mayo are going in that one. Right here in Tuam, it's a 4 point ball game. Galway lead by 2:15 to 2:11. Sligo very much putting the pressure on here. Luke O'Connor being put under all sorts of pressure. Nearly half intercepted there, still has the ball, goes to ground, trying to come out with it. The referee said he's okay. That's good work by Luke O'Connor, but he was put to the pin.
He did brilliant, Tommy,
of his collar to get that ball out of there, Kevin. You're so right. But in the end, he does and gets it out. It's over on the far side, or this side. Go away with it. As we look at the score, 3-12, that's 21 for Leitrim. Mayo 14 points, so still very much the Leitrim men in control in that game.
This will put Galway. I think he's going to have a chat here with the Galway number 9, Jack Lonergan, or maybe it's Luke O'Connor he's going to talk to. Yeah, it's Luke O'Connor he's going to talk to.
Luke O'Connor talking to two of them or one of them. One of them has a boot problem, the other one has a yellow card problem. That's Luke O'Connor. You're dead right. As Sligo have the free here, and we've got 6.5 to go here of nervy minutes. If Sligo were to get the next score or two, and they do have possession, their full back is Connor Johnston, big tall man at full back but likes to go forward. Big tall man as well is Connor Sheridan, who's already got a point. And Sligo now looking to work the next score here, as we see number 21 Jack Mullen warming up for Galway. As ball comes this side of the field, heavy hit there, and a brilliant hit it was by the Galway man, who in the end, Kieran Mulhern.
Well, he was unlucky, because as he tried to go forward, his jersey was pulled, but the ref didn't see that and gave the free against him.
Galway have got everyone back behind the ball. 15 players are behind the ball. Sligo coming forward. They've just got 4 players inside their own half, or out around the middle of the field, should I say, as they Sligo now look for the next score. Another score will reduce it to a 3-point ball game. That would make it nervy, but it's all Sligo at the moment, and Galway's only hope is to stick to their guns and maybe get a breakaway score here. But Sligo looking for a point from their full back, drops it in around the house, drops it in, comes back off the post. Would you believe it, Sligo here still inside looking to get it out. That's brilliant defending by the Galway man in there. What a wonderful work in there by Pádraig Godwin. He denied the Sligo man a chance to kick the ball in towards the goal. The goalkeeper comes out, the referee says it's going to be a free out, the Sligo player goes to ground.
Yeah, no, they're saying here the other way, but not at all, Tommy. The goalie was going for the ball. His eye was on the ball all the time. The Sligo player came in and tackled him, and it was a foul play, and the referee says free out.
Galway going to make that substitute, Kevin. They're going to bring on number 21, Jack Mullen, and they're going to take off Keane Murphy. So that's the change being made there.
Yeah, Murphy has put in some shift for Galway. He's really had been. He's worked back in defence there time and time again, as well as managing to get up and getting to a couple of great scores. So he's put in a great afternoon.
We have 4.5 minutes on our stopwatch in front of us, plus additional time. Goalkeeper not quite sure where to kick it, but kicks it out around the middle, where it's won eventually by Galway, who get away with one there. They have possession. Now they need it forward. It's 2 goals and 15 points for Galway. 2 goals and 11 for Sligo. High scoring under 20 championship round 3 clash here in Tuam, with the home side doing about enough right now. But another score wouldn't go astray for the home side. It might just ease up the last few minutes, because Sligo will not give up on this, as McGlinchey goes from an outrageous effort from outside. Inside the 45 on the outside of the boot, that was never going anywhere.
No, never on. From the moment, I have to say, he scored a great point in the first half, but that's an awful wide.
Yeah, it just gives possession back, you'd imagine, straight. Sligo going to bring in 22, Dara Callaghan as well, for corner forward Eli Rooney. So, I don't know, Sligo's forwards must be running out of steam, because they've taken off one man that scored 3 points and one man that scored 1-2. Kick out will come this side of the field. Favourite to get to it here is James Donlan. He does, but he needs support. Go down along the line, high ball in towards the Darragh Callaghan, the substitute. He's going to drive forward now. Fresh legs for Sligo, might just help them in the final few minutes here.
He fouled
that looked
that
like a foul ball here. Foul ball or not, Galway have won a free, I think, down in front of us. Referee says yes, the foul was on Jack Mullen. And Sligo field, they're getting the not getting the rub of the green, Kevin, but at Galway, who are holding on to this 4-point advantage, but send a long ball back towards the goalkeeper, who had to work hard to get to it, but sends a pass out the field as well, where Jack Folan had to work even harder. Ball's just not going exactly to where they were intended, but it's working out now for McGlinchey as he goes forward. Is he going to have another crack at the post? No, he isn't. He's going to fist pass it out this side of the field. He thought about having the crack at it. Galway get it inside. Here it goes to Galway's Matthew Thompson. Thompson now turns back inside. He thought about the shot, but will move it forward towards Costello. Cullum now close to the end line, 15 metres in from the sideline. Still tries to go forward, being stood up by the Sligo men in there. 2:15 Galway, 2:11 Sligo, and Galway play it all the way back
right thing to
their own half. 27,
the right thing to do. Yeah.
28 minutes gone, 2 plus additional time. We'll check in Ballinamore, Leitrim and Mayo. We told you that Leitrim are very much in control there. 3 goals and 12 points to 15 points is the latest we have there. It's a 6-point advantage. Galway here lead by 4. Galway will go top of this group, Kevin, of this round robin series on the back of two victories out of three, as that ball is sent over towards the centre. Galway playing keep ball, but kicking the ball very high, back and over to each other as the centre forward Conor Heenan goes forward now. Shout is kick it, he kicks it, but it's half blocked down. Galway could do well but to put some of these balls to bed, not allow Sligo back in. Two scores for Sligo would leave it in the draw, and Sligo now go forward. First they have to get one type of a score, as it's Dylan Walsh now for Sligo moving it forward towards the D, still going forward. Dylan Walsh needs to try and get the ball forward. The referee's going to call it back, and Sligo will get that 14 yard free, or between the 21 and 14. That will make this, Kevin Dwyer, a 3 point ball game, but the clock going into its final minute here plus additional time, and Galway want to bring on Dara Walsh from Killannan, and Dara is coming in place of Shane McGlinchey. But Galway have given away that free. That will put a point between these sides. It'll bring it, and it should bring it, to 2.15 to 2.12. And when all eyes then will be on the fourth official to see how much time will be added on at the end of this. It's been breathtaking, Kevin. I have to say, credit to both teams for producing the standard of football we've seen here this evening in Tuam Stadium.
Game. So entertaining, Tommy. It really is a top-class game. And a chance now for Sligo to narrow the gap. It's Mark McDaniel.
Yeah, the man that came on as a substitute in the second half is on the 21-metre line, just at the edge of the D. Suits a right-footed kicker. Should he get this, we're down to a 3 points gap. 2.15 Galway, Sligo 2.11. McDaniel with a chance to make it 2.12. Strikes it in, puts it up and over the bar. Exactly what it is. It's a 3 point ball game. It's nervy finish. Galway going to bring on number 20 for Cormac Graney. The Cora Finn man is coming in for a Tuam Stars man, Ronan Colleran, who looked like to have ran himself into the ground here. So Cormac Graney in for Galway. Goalkeeper not in any particular hurry, Eamon McGrath, but he's been urged by the Sligo supporters to kick the ball out. 4 minutes are going to be added on, 4 minutes and 3 points, and Sligo win possession from the kick out. Try to move it forward, that they do inside the 45 metre line. The referee's going to go back. The full back had gone forward and was in possession on his way to the 21. The referee calls it back to where the advantage was between the 65 and 45 metre line.
Yeah, the ball was the free was taken from the wrong place, Tommy.
Yeah.
And the referee has called the players back and said, no, you have to come back out. And the linesman is now marking the spot. So Sligo restart now. And we're looking at 4 minutes extra time. Three of them left now, Tommy.
Mark is called. Sligo will get an opportunity through that man, McDaniel, again. This time between nearer to the 45 metre line. He's going to go for the point to try and put two between the sides, but balloons it out over the stand into the advertising hoarding at the back of the goal down to our left hand side. That means, Kevin, that they probably needed a goal anyway, but a goal would have won it for them had they got that. So
vital now to win this kick out, Tommy.
We're in the 4 minutes of added on time. Goalkeeper from Clare Galway, Eamon McGrath, drives it out to the centre. Picked up there brilliantly by Kieran Mulhern. He's had a fantastic game for Galway, corner forward, and a lovely ball inside here now towards the man, Jack Mullen. Mullen now looking for a score that would be probably the insurance score for Galway. Tries to get it back outside towards Costello. Galway player goes to ground. Referee says it's a free for Galway. It's on the 21 metre line. That could be it for Galway, as Leitrim have beaten Mayo, I think, and that's the latest we've had. So that's a huge upset, Kevin.
Amazing, absolutely great for this under 20 championship. It's great for it.
Well, it certainly makes round four very interesting next weekend. Full time result is there, 3-12 to 16 points, a 5 point victory for Leitrim. And next week you've got Roscommon and Galway and Sligo and Leitrim, so who knows. As Galway take this one, beautiful off the left boot
Thompson.
By Matthew Thompson, super score. 6 points for Matthew Thompson, Kevin. 5 in the first half, 1 in the second half, I make it. And that is probably going to see this one out for Galway.
Yeah, 33 minutes gone on the stopwatch now, Tommy.
4 point advantage. It looks great from Galway now. 2.16 to 2.12.
He'll play more than the 4 minutes, though, Tommy. That's the thing.
That's the thing. Sligo still need two scores to get only a draw out of this. Two goals would win it for them, but I'm not quite sure unless something bizarre happens here. But Sligo won't give up. And they are a right good team, and I've showed that this evening. Still going forward. Advantage being played here. Sligo don't want the advantage. Ball flicked across, chance for the goal, off the crossbar for the third time today. Shot comes in and a brilliant save by the goalkeeper Eamon McGrath. Point blank save. Sligo still have it. Can they get it out around again? Oh, brilliant work by Thompson. He's back there again to get it for Galway, back in his own full back line. He doesn't care where this one goes, just drives it forward. That was a chance for the goal for Sligo. Four goal chances.
Ross Doherty had the shot.
Ross Doherty with the shot, but the save is in. Sligo trying to drive the ball over the far side. 2:16 to 2:12. Sligo requiring two scores. Some of the people trying to maybe get out of here early. Not too many though. They're all staying on. From what I can see, as the ball is drilled in, dropped in around the house, touched on and knocked out. Can Galway get onto it and save it out? Oh, it's just touched there brilliantly by Derek Costello. Galway now can hit Sligo on the break on the counter attack here. Who's available to go forward for Galway? There's someone in the middle. The ball is this side to Mulhern. Kieran now will hold it up
again.
Brilliant work by him. Held it up and gets it out in the end to Dara Walsh. Galway on the cusp of recording their second victory and have won here in Tuam Stadium as the referee blows the full time whistle. A 4-point victory for Galway in the end. 2-16 to 2-12. Galway leading at half time by 111 to 16. A goal by Colm Costello at the start of the second half set up Galway, but Sligo come right back into this game and never give up till the final whistle. And I mentioned it a couple of times, Kevin, during the commentary, they did have the goal chances. We got two, we took them, and you know that probably was the crucial in the end.
How many times they hit the crossbar, Tommy? Over the crossbar, they had chances of goals that they just didn't take. The chances near again at the end. You know, they're very, very unlucky, Sligo. They really, really worked hard, and you know they never gave up. They showed great character, great passion, and right from 20 minutes of the second half, they were the ones that had the impetus. They were driving forward all the time. They were looking to try and get something out of the game. But fairness to Galway, Galway stood firm, and the defence stood firm, and you know the work that was in by the likes of Kieran Mulhern, Keane Murphy, Conor Heenan, Matthew Thompson at the end, getting back, you know, players that got back, got ball, won ball, and you know, made sure that Galway didn't concede. Great work from Galway, and you'd have to say fair play to them. A deserved victory in the end for Galway. If you're looking for a man of the match, I have to say Matthew Thompson. He's, when we were under the cosh early in the game, he just showed captain's head, level headed, got the few scores, and of course at the end there he was on hand to put the ball over the bar, and he was also on hand to take a ball out of the defence.
Absolutely, back doing the covering job as well when he got back there. But that is the conclusion of round three. Leitrim beating Mayo, not many would have seen that. Galway beating Sligo, and it all augurs up well for next week, Kevin. If you get back from London in one piece, we'll be looking at Roscommon and Galway. Galway going down to Roscommon.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
and
that.
Sligo time. Will have Leitrim, and well, after this evening, we don't know what's going to happen there. But right now, all we can say is that Galway have 4 points from six from three matches, and that's enough to put them on top of the table at the moment. And the last game against Roscommon for Galway, because Galway will sit out round five there, where Mayo take on Sligo and Leitrim take on Roscommon.
Yeah.
But this is already, Kevin, has set up as a brilliant championship.
The big thing about it is it's in Galway's hands now. It's in their own hands. They can go out against Roscommon the next day. If they get a victory or a draw down there, should be enough to get them into semi-final or a final. So, Tommy, it's within their own capabilities. And, you know, if they play and improve the way they've improved tonight, they stopped giving the ball away. They stopped, you know, making the mistakes on the turnovers that it cost them against Mayo. And tonight they were much more clinical. And you'd have to say, fair play to them, a deserved victory. Well done to Derek Savage, Jeff Allen, for pulling them back up from that loss to Mayo. Well done to them, well done to the team. Great stuff.
Well done to Galway, is right, Kevin. Well done to Tuam Stadium as well here for being able to host such a wonderful fixture as well. And well done to Derek Savage and all involved with Galway under 20s. We look forward to next week when Galway will travel to take on Roscommon. But Galway have bounced back in style they have here in Tuam Stadium this evening to defeat Sligo on a final scoreline of 2-16 to 2-12. My sincere thanks to Kevin Dwyer on co-commentary with me as always here, to Mike Mullen as well for setting us up and getting us going in Tuam, and making sure that that broadcast was available to all you listeners on GalwayBFM.ie. But from Tuam Stadium, we say adieu and good night for now. Until next time, from me, Tommy Devan, a very good evening. Galway the winners here. Galway 2-16. Sligo 2-12.
The live match broadcast with Supermax and the Plaza Group, with Supermax, Papa John's, Super Subs, Bewley's Barista and Spar, the Plaza is the perfect pit stop on your journey.